Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Stilson Collision, the best body and paint shop in the Thumb. If you get into an accident, see Stilson Collision, located on Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe. And L. Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. As well as Huron Industrial Supplies of Cass City. Huron Industrial Supplies is your one-stop shop for tools, safety gear, and all things industrial. And yesterday, Bad Axe was bustling Saturday as locals and visitors gathered for the 5th annual Fall Frenzy Festival hosted by the Bad Axe Chamber of Commerce. The family-oriented event featured activities for all ages, including bounce houses, a foam party, a dunk tank, face painting, carnival rides, and more. Food trucks lined the park, offering a variety of flavors for festival goers to enjoy. The ball diamonds at the Bad Axe Park were transformed into more than just sports fields, with the Southeast Diamonds home plate serving as the main stage for live music throughout the day. After introductory acts entertained the crowd, the spotlight shifted at 7:30 p.m. to Mark Farner and his American band. For an hour and a half, Farner filled the park with his trademark sound, performing many well-known songs alongside newer material. Best known as the original singer and songwriter of Grand Funk Railroad, Farner wrote roughly 90% of the band's music before parting ways with his former bandmates. Although he can no longer perform under the Grand Funk name, he continues to write and record mostly, recently, releasing the album Closer to My Home. The content capped off a day filled with community spirit and entertainment, marking another successful year for Fall Frenzy Festival. And a five-day search for missing 36-year-old Raymond L. Babbitt of Owendale ended Saturday morning when his body was found. He was discovered about 9 a.m. by members of the Christian Aid Ministries, or CAM, which is an all-volunteer search and rescue group. They worked with local firemen and the Huron County Sheriff's Department. CAM staged a command center behind the Owendale Gagetown School to start the search for the man who was last seen on September 15th. CAM teams have been working since 2016 to help find the missing for their families. The all-volunteer group helped locate the missing. They have helped during flash floods, tornadoes, and in rapid response situations. An investigation by the Huron County Sheriff's Department and Huron County Medical Examiner determined the fatal gunshot wound found on the victim was self-inflicted. It's very likely he took his life far back as Monday, September 15th, said Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen. Babbitt was removed and released to funeral home personnel. The incident is now closed, according to Hansen. And when we come back after the Stilson Collision sponsor message, we'll get to our national news.
This is Ethan Stilson. Accidents happen, but getting your vehicle back in great shape shouldn't be a hassle.
This is Jade Stilson. Stilson Collision understands the stress that comes with a car accident. That's why we're here to make your life easier. With over 95 years combined experience, you'll get hassle-free auto body repair.
Our certified technicians use state-of-the-art equipment to get your vehicle looking great again.
This is Emery Stilson. If you get into an accident, call my dad at Stilson Collision at 989-553-3649. Located 2.25 miles west of Fillion on Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe.
Stilson Collision, turning your bumps in life into smooth rides.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our New York news, hundreds of Hollywood and Broadway stars are urging Americans to defend the free speech following Jimmy Kimmel's suspension. The American Civil Liberties Union released an open letter Monday signed by over 430 celebrities calling it a dark moment for freedom of speech. ABC suspended Kimmel's show after his comments about conservative activist Charlie Kirk. The move sparked a debate over free speech. The letter emphasizes that voices should not be silenced by those in power. Signatories include Robert De Niro, Ben Affleck, Jennifer Aniston, and Meryl Streep, among others. In other developments, the co-hosts of The View condemned the suspension after being silent for about two shows. And in Berkeley, California, an earthquake with a magnitude of 4.3 has awakened many people in the San Francisco Bay Area with a sharp jolt. The United States Geological Survey reports that more than 24,000 people said they felt the quake, which was just east-southeast of Berkeley. It happened shortly after 3 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time Monday. People reported feeling their homes shaking and receiving phone alerts. San Francisco's Department of Emergency Management says it hasn't received any reports of injuries or damage. And we come back after this Al Hansen Motor sponsor message, we'll get to our international news.
This is Tyler Hansen from Al Hansen Motors. There's a reason Al Hansen's is the Thumb's premier used auto dealer. Al Hansen Motors provides a powertrain warranty on every vehicle on our regular lot. Al Hansen Motors also is the only used auto dealer with a full line service department. And at Al Hansen Motors, everything on our lot is open to reasonable negotiation. This week's feature vehicle starts with a 2023 Ford Escape Platinum. It's all-wheel drive, fully loaded, with options like remote start, Bluetooth, heated leather seats, heated steering wheel, power liftgate, and a ton more. It has 34,000 miles, and I'm asking $27,980. Next up is a 2022 Chevy Trailblazer RS. It's all-wheel drive, and has remote start, Bluetooth, heated cloth seats, heated steering wheel, and only has 45,000 miles. I'm asking $24,980. And on our economy lot, I have two new arrivals. The first is a 2015 Ford Escape. It's all-wheel drive with 92,000 miles. I'm only asking $9,980. And wrapping up, I have a 2011 Ford F-150. It runs and drives, but needs some parts. With 198,000 miles, I'm asking $7,580.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our international news in Chisinau, Moldova. Moldovan authorities have conducted 250 raids and detained dozens of people as part of an investigation into an alleged Russia-backed plan to incite mass riots. The raids targeted over 100 people across multiple localities today. Police said 74 people were detained for up to 72 hours. Moldovans are set to vote on Sunday to choose a new 101-seat legislature. Many view the election as a choice between EU membership or closer ties with Russia. Authorities claim the unrest plot was coordinated from Russia through criminal elements. Most suspects reportedly traveled to Serbia for training.
Need top quality industrial supplies? From heavy-duty tools to safety gear, Huron Industrial Supply in Cass City with new owners Larry and Patty Miller keeps your business running smoothly. They offer abrasives, machining and cutting tools, coolants, welding machines and supplies, hydraulic and engine oils, janitorial and packaging supplies, PPE and safety items, and more. Call 989-872-4385 or visit them at 4170 Door Road in Cass City today. Huron Industrial Supply, built for industry, powered by you.
From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Stilson Collision, the best body and paint shop in the Thumb. If you get into an accident, see Stilson Collision, located on Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe. And Al Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department, as well as Huron Industrial Supplies of Cass City. Huron Industrial Supplies is your one-stop shop for tools, safety gear, and all things industrial. Next up, and we have a few obituaries to report for this hour. Karen Vollmering, age 66 of Ruth, passed away September 16, 2025. She was born on June 26, 1959 in Detroit. She enjoyed farming the cattle, her flowers, being with her boys, and enjoyed going out to dinner with friends and family. Following Karen's wishes, cremation has taken place. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Memories can be shared at RamseyFuneralHome.com. And Walter Meisner, age 82 of Forestville, passed away Friday, September 19th. He was born on August 22, 1943 in Detroit. Walter and Carolyn Grimord were united in marriage on June 28, 1968. Funeral service for Walter will be Thursday, September 25th, 2025 at 1 p.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Burial will follow in East Delaware Cemetery. Visitation for Walter will be on Thursday, beginning at 10 a.m. until the time of services at 1 p.m. Memorials can be shared at RamseyFH.com. And David Dennis Lamke, age 49, of Harbor Beach, passed away suddenly on September 19th. He was born on June 2nd, 1976. Dave grew up in Parrisville, Michigan, with his five sisters. David married the love of his life, Renee Guza Kramer, on December 7th, 2024. Funeral services for David will be Wednesday, September 24th, 2025 at 11 a.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Cremation will follow. Visitation for Dave will be Tuesday from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the funeral home, and on Wednesday beginning at 10 a.m. until the time of services at 11 a.m. Memories can be shared at RamseyFH.com. And Francis Newton, age 86, of Imlay City, Michigan, passed away peacefully Saturday, September 20th, 2025. Francis Lillian Zella was born August 13, 1939, in Detroit, Michigan. A private burial will take place in Lakeville Cemetery, Leonard, Michigan, on Tuesday, September 23, 2025. The Greater Thumb Nurse Honor Guard will officiate at a private graveside memorial service in the coming days. In lieu of flowers, the family requests that memorial contributions be sent to United Hospice of Aspire, 2770 Main Street, Marlette, Michigan, 48452. Please be sure to sign our online register book at MuirBrothersFH.com to share your memories and condolences with the Newton family. And last, Jill Suzanne Stahlpower, 50 years old of Bad Axe, passed away peacefully at her home with her family by her side on September 20th, 2025. Jill was born on July 22nd, 1975, in Detroit, Michigan. A Christian Mass of Burial will be held on Saturday, September 27th, 2025 at 11 a.m. at St. Hubert Parish Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Bad Axe. A private burial will take place. Visitation will be held 1 hour prior to the service from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. The family would like to thank the many family and community friends for the outpouring of love, prayers, and support during this difficult time. Your kindness will always be cherished and remembered. They would also like to acknowledge and thank the nonprofit organization Wings of Mercy for providing airfare to Jill for her travel to Cleveland Clinic for her treatments. Memorials may be offered in remembrance of Jill to a scholar fund for her sons in care of Tom and Sue Stahl. Condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And you can get the full stories of your news, weather, obituaries, and information right here on thumbnet.net.